Number 2.
Now listen to a biology lecture on the differences between angiosperms and gymnosperms.
We've talked about the fact that the angiosperm group split off from gymnosperms around 200 million years ago. But what are the main ways we can distinguish these two kinds of tree we see today? Well, most of you know that gymnosperms produce seeds that are not contained in a fruit, but are often found exposed in cones. In contrast, angiosperms usually produce seeds inside fruit. Thus, angiosperms mainly rely on animals when they reproduce or transport seeds, whereas gymnosperms tend to rely on the wind. Another major difference is that most gymnosperms are evergreens, producing leaves in the shape of needles or scales, which remain on the tree throughout the year. Angiosperms follow a seasonal life cycle, losing their often broad, flat leaves in the autumn and regrowing them again in the spring. Finally, we can divide these groups in terms of how we humans use them. Angiosperms are of far more importance to humans in terms of a food source. We eat the fruit and sometimes leaves and roots of angiosperm trees as a major part of our diet. Gymnosperms do not generally provide food for humans, although we use them to make products, such as soaps and perfumes. Both trees provide us with wood. Angiosperms produce hardwood, which grows slowly and is generally denser and used for higher quality products. For most buildings and for cheaper furniture, the softwood timber of gymnosperms is used because it grows faster.
Give yourself 30 seconds to prepare your response to the following question. Then speak for 60 seconds. Give a brief history of the two types of tree and outline some ways the professor suggests for distinguishing angiosperms from gymnosperms.